sleep. Rest. The words had lost their meaning. Trying to reach sleep, any kind of real sleep, was hard. It was as if I just faded out sometimes and then faded back in when we got called. Most of it wasn't rest either. You had to be away from the boonies for 3, maybe 4 days before you felt rested. It wasn't so much the running around or the fighting. It was the tension. Monaco's screaming woke me with a start. I jumped up, reaching for my rifle. "There they are! There they are!" he was screaming. He fell to the floor and shot a burst toward the door of the hooch. "Cease fire! Cease fire!" Wallowick was yelling. Lobel and Johnson jumped on Monaco and wrestled his weapon away from him. I was behind my bunk, looking toward the door.
"Be cool! Be cool!"
Johnson called out.
"Oh, God!"
Monaco had his hands to his head. They were helping him up.
"What the fuck is going on?"
I looked toward Pee-wee, who was standing flat against the wall.
"I swore I thought I saw some Kongs dragging a guy through the bushes," Monaco said. "I saw it just as plain as anything."
"You were probably dreaming," I said, getting up from the floor.
"No, man, I was awake," Monaco said. "I saw these 2 Kongs dragging a guy into the bushes."
Monaco shook his head and sat down on his bunk. Everybody else cooled out. Some guys from another squad came over to find out what the shooting was about, and Wallowick told them a guy was working on his rifle and it went off. When they saw that Monaco was okay, Lobel and Brunner walked him over to the mess tent to get some coffee.
"Hey, Perry,"
Wallowick said on the edge of the bunk.
"What?" "You know what happened to Monaco?"
"No. What?"
"I mean, you know what he just did? Thought he was seeing something he had seen before?"
"Yeah.
That happened to me once," he said. "I was on guard and some VC tried to get through the barbed wire. We were firing on them, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw one that had already got through. He came at me and I turned and got him. And then I went back to firing on the other guys trying to get through. We stopped them. I didn't think much of it. But the next day I was playing volleyball, and just as I turned..."
Wallowick paused as if he were trying to remember exactly what had happened.
"You thought you saw guys coming through the wire again?" "No, not coming through the wire," he said. "I thought I saw the guy that had broken through. I screamed and dove for the ground. It was pretty embarrassing."
"It's understandable, though."
"You understand it?"
"No."
This ends Disc 6.